He had lost the dare and he got the tattoo. Unknowingly, he walked into some sort of haunted or religious or some kind of tattoo parlor. The man told him that he would give him a skull tattoo. My boss, Sam Perez, grunted in pain and hyperventilated a lot after he got the tattoo. Sometimes he would claim that he didn't see a skull tattoo on the man after he got the tattoo.
At work, it seemed to be looking at me, and it seemed like it wanted me. I couldn't stand it. It is making me go insane. My boss would sometimes keep me overtime. I don't think it was my boss. It was the tattoo overpowering him. Overpowering me. Now! It could be anywhere. I just don't know if it was another hallucination from my boss. But if it was, who do you think caused that hallucination? It's the evil tattoo.
But why are you telling me this?
I needed someone to protect me from that.
I don't want to.
Very well.
Bill picked up his purse and walked out the door. Shortly, screams of agony and terror broke out on the dark streets. It couldn't be. Not the tattoo. It's impossible. David, someone must have been murdered. David saw a dark figure emerge from around the corner. It held a briefcase and a shiny object by its side. It stopped in front of a streetlight. Then it fell. It started crawling as the rain started to pour. The window David saw through started to get foggy and wet as the rain came down harder and harder. He could see a faint red trail behind the man as he crawled up the street. David didn't sleep that night.
I slowly creeped up the steps of my home. I looked around, making sure that I was safe. There was no sign of anything in the vicinity. I opened the door, closed it, and ran upstairs. I locked my doors and windows and waited for the next day. I just sat on the floor and thought about what just happened. Okay, so I worked overtime, walked out, and heard a thud. Wait, what was the thud? It couldn't have been my boss, definitely not a person, but the tattoo. Nah, I'm just full of it. But then again, I turned on Channel 3 news at 6 a.m. I gaped at the top story, and the little box it had said...
Last night, man found dead by Drew Avenue. More information on this story in the afternoon edition. Now on to breaking news.
I didn't move a muscle, and just staring at the picture of the man, I had a feeling that the skull tattoo was in this very room, right behind me with a knife. I heard some creaking and footsteps. I immediately turned to find absolutely nothing, just a bed. Staring out the window, I see Los Angeles come to life. Streets crowded with people, taxis blaring their horns. That tattoo out there somewhere, just planning how to find and get me.
David Parker had just made a cup of coffee when he saw the news special about a dead man that had been killed on Drew Avenue. David dropped his mug and crawled back in fear to the news. He picked up his phone and dialed 911. The police came in a hurry. They seemed pretty mad to find no problems. David told the policeman about the murder. David told him that at about 2:30 in the morning, he saw a man come down the street. At the same time, the rain started to come down hard. He told him that the man held a briefcase and some sort of shiny object by his side. The police officer nodded and continued to listen. David told him that he didn't see another person, so it must have been suicide. The police officer took a notepad to jot the stuff down. David didn't know what he was writing down, but he continued. I think the man stabbed himself because he fell onto the ground and crawled. There was blood trailing behind him, but I couldn't see very clearly.
Okay, I think I have all the information. Thank you for your time. I'll alert the investigation team.
The policeman told David. After the policeman left, strange clicking happened. Under his feet. It sounded like it was coming from the basement. David grabbed his baseball bat and headed down there. The basement was one dark, spooky place, especially at 6 a.m. in the morning. He didn't hear clicking. He heard thuds. They got faster and faster, like a heartbeat. He gripped his bat, and as the thuds turned into bangs, it's as if someone was throwing a tennis ball at the furnace heater. It stopped. When David slowly opened the door to the furnace room, it got quiet. Nothing moved, not even David. Then a shadow ran behind David. The hair on David's neck stood up. David started to sweat. All the hairs stood on him. Not moving, he waited for something to happen. It stopped. Nothing happened. He finally breathed. Whoosh!